for the 5D Collective, we have some amazing times. Anyone who is new, a 5D person is a person who is at the very least aware of their emotional spectrum in a way of having a window of welcome. Or even if there is a window of tolerance, it is not one where you justify the emotional triggers. So the adaptive child behavior, the projection of unfinished business. So you know how to be aware of your own adaptive child and to tend to it. And so not to project your nervous system's needs on another, but to instead talk about it. And obviously that doesn't mean you don't have a reaction. No, it means you're aware of those adaptive child patterns. Okay, so 5D Collective is aware of enlightenment, the human way. They are aware of our mammalian heritage, our birthright to be a restorative embodied self and your open-hearted three-year-old self. Doesn't mean you're there yet, but you are very much in the I'm not going to be an ego-sensitive 4D person or 3D. I'm going to be a person who is going to take that journey of personal development. And the personal development can also integrate a therapist, of course. So those of you who are, again, aware of the aspects of our human nature, that's why the 5D is having a different way of harnessing everything that comes with all of these new ascension energies. And they're not new. We've been having ascension energies for a long time already, but they're not taking them and saying there are energy vampires, dark auras, and so on and so forth. The 4D collective and 3D, on the other hand, are not interested in emotional building regulation skills, in emotional heavy lifting. They are not keen on personal development in a way of let me tend to what comes up. They project it. In fact, what I've noticed is a spirituality bypass, and so the codependency type person, martyrs or superiors, spirituality again, bypassers, and the blamers. So the shame cycle is what you will notice they will be actively participating in, but their behavior is something they don't look at, like a Cusco not looking at himself. So from the Emperor's New Groove, the 5D Collective are Pachas, and the rest is Cuscos, and this is not a competition. You can't go to somebody and say, hey, I think you need to go to therapy. That's pretty much not your job or nice or, you know, again. So 5D Collective knows that every person's journey, their way back home to their heart, to be their self. We didn't need to do Frozen 2. We got to understand we're humans first, and we do bring with us the spiritual and spirituality stuff, but we're a whole three-year-old heart. So we choose to be our humanity. And that's why it's easy for the person who's a 5D collective individual to say, yeah, I want to learn how to do my emotions like a grown-up. It's fun. Functional adults, conscious lovers, it's fun. 3D, 4D has a different mindset. They have a different approach. And that's where the good therapists are out there. There's a lot of education. So everyone has access to YouTube and online. Well, not everybody, but you understand what I'm saying. So in the meantime, for us, ascension energies allow the human love narrative and your consciousness to expand. We bring more Pachas out into the world for specific guidance on personal development, inner growth, all this great stuff we talk about. You can become a paid subscriber for anything curiosity related. You can just send emails and ask away. We have FAQs. I look forward to hearing from you all. Let's continue with our episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome to my lovely IHP community. And to the 5D Collective. Let us chit-chat about our lovely conscious lovers and the safe people that we get to build healthy self-worth relationships with. And as always, what you want to keep in mind is that to access that restorative embodiment, your mammalian heritage, it is your emotional and mental self-awareness that leads you here. So I'm attachment trauma-informed, but I'm also the woo-woo pseudoscience lady because I'm a 5D mystic in the enlightenment soul age group. And I bring to you human, spiritual, and spirituality elements is the word I use. These are subject matters. When you're in the enlightenment soul age group and you are moved beyond the spirituality soul age group, it is something that equates I can hear our lovely Patrick McNamara, neuroscientist, as he talks about there's no devil demon that possesses a human being. After a series of nightmares, that the brain has a fear receptor and this fear receptor goes wonky. So what I mean by here is that my ears are those of a functional adult. So I know how to put my religious past, I'm raised with Jesus and God, I'm able to put my mysticism actively experiencing with the Akashic record readings, past regression, all of the things you hear within the mystic plane. You got one right here, tarot reader, all of it. Beautiful to be connected to the sphere of energy. It's a relational field to the sciences. So what I'm trying to get at is these are subject matters. Again, we're in Mahasamadhi Samadhi. So that's an independent thinker. That's because of integration of the brain. That's because of my capacity, thanks mom, to not have had any type of attachment wound or trust break. And so my inner child, unlike people who are on Elsa's journey and they just stay on it and they never figure out they have a three-year-old and just look themselves in the mirror, or the ones who are basically, if you don't want to use Elsa, we'll use Pinocchio with the ears and the tail, but he's still on the island thinking he's doing cool stuff. Yeah, so the people who live the human suffering love narrative and the ones who don't go and get help because they decide to ignore the good therapists online, because there's childhood trauma therapist Patrick Dehan, for example, and he definitely knows how to explain why EMDR, child parts work, and somatics is helpful. He doesn't use those words, but why getting a good therapist is going to help you to get out of dating beneath yourself and being in a maladaptive child behavior response, which is the child you that has not been reparented. Okay, so safe people are not child versions in teenager of themselves. So we have Cusco as a perfect example. Okay, Cuscos are all those who do inner critic and outer critic. So they have insecurities, low self-esteem. They project that. So you walk into the store, you assume the lady looked at you weird because you have potentially insecurity. Yeah. You don't have yet the stability to say, you know what, maybe she didn't look at me at all. Maybe she did. Whether she did look at me weird or she did not, this or that. Why do I give a shit in my heart? Okay, because it's in the heart that you feel this thing as if that other is doing something that bothers you. It's called implicit bias. Explicit, religion, all of the biases is when you're, you know, I have a side of me and here's karma. Thank you, Sadhguru, not Dharma. The likes and dislikes and the reactivity. No, no, Maria, I know she looked at me weird. I'm telling you, here's my story. There's your adaptive child. It's the unfinished business from the 0-1-year-old attached panicky to the 3-7 shame submissive. It's a person who doesn't, as they get into a teenage world, but see, I have a child-centric environment. I had, now that I'm a grown-up, but my mother made sure of my child-centric environment. I remember until about the age of mid-20s, which is actually ideal because that's when I started, one, working and becoming an active adult, but two, from our brain structure as a female body, woman body, biologically, my brain's executive decision-making functions completely developed by the age of 25, while for biologically speaking men, it'll be 27. Those are important to note because when you understand that executive decision-making functions are why you, like I, will expand our perception. Okay, so the thing is, when a person doesn't know what it means to be human, it's because they didn't get interested in it. I did, because I support people on to be yourself. So when courses became available to me on attachment and trauma, I was all over them. In fact, as a mystic, I had already noticed the 5D, not 4D, that ascension energies don't bring DNA upgrades. Nope, no, they bring up shit. And I saw many multiple people make a choice point after choice point of not expansion. Okay, so long story short, I integrate all these lovely topics, which is why pseudoscience, also because I'm not a researcher in the lab. I learn from the good researchers, and they are the ones who help me to explain to you why for me it's easy to be myself, and you can learn to be here too, but it's not based on yourself alone. It's because of you and there being an other. So in fact, spirituality is all about moving beyond this solo self. when you see spiritual bypassers, you will notice they are fear-mongering with the prophecies they read. They don't remember that anybody from the past in our religious, spiritual, and spirituality group. What I learned is that they were here to support us. But then I also learned that there are pastors and people that are just fear-mongering as they read to you brimstones and fire. And I'm like, okay, now I understand why people are like, you know, scarlet letter times. They literally believe all of these words. Excuse me again, my voice. And they are believing people that say things like this because they're already, though, thinking that yoga is bad for you because it's not from the group of people that are Christian. Oh, yeah, yoga brings demons out of you. Sure, I won't learn anything about Peter Levine and trauma charges or the biology, neurobiology, neuroscience, mental health. Let me not learn shit about, you know, trauma. And then what I even find more hilarious are the ones who, they're superheroes. They're the ones who think that they're, let me clear my throat again. See, they think that they're standing up for something, but you thinking it is not you feeling it. And you know what I'm going to watch? I'm going to watch when you shake that hand. So what I'm going to say is I'm going to watch you treat your neighbor, me, Maria, the Pacha here. So no matter what anyone speaks to me, ever since I was a kid, really, because Jesus taught me very well how to turn the other cheek. Jesus taught me also how to forgive, for they do not know. And he also taught me about blessed are those who believe without seeing. So I know you have a heart and I have a heart. That's very straightforward. It's a decent human being brain. But I got, again, lucky. I got a great environment that allowed me to become more and more of my inner child. So I have no trauma in my gut, no wrench, none of that. No unkindness, but that doesn't mean I'm considered kind. See, I was a teenager like anybody else. So I learned all about not being able to prove intent. Yeah, in a very, very specific number of ways. It is really great to learn it because that was the day that I was like, I can't prove how my brain thinks. I definitely cannot prove how my heart feels. And I know that you don't know shit about my thoughts or my heart because they're in my human being body. And no person, like, no, you don't. Yes, I do know about myself more than you do. You can give me your interpretation of me. And I will respectfully hear you like my mother taught me. So I'll accept, respect, and love you just the way you are, like she loves me just the way I am. And I love my twin just so I got to share as a three-year-old always my space. So I've always been a conscious lover because I got taught how to be unflappable, equanimous, because I got a lucky child-centric environment. And I didn't get introduced in any conversations about being poor, not having food, all of that stuff that some grown-ups think is good to bring to kids. No, when you find out what Patrick Deanne, childhood trauma survivor, healed. I always say healing, he's a therapist, shares about what it's ideal or not. You'll notice when he says, I read it to you, I think, but yeah, you don't bring to children your grown-up shit. They're not ready for it. And, you know, it's really sad to see that my mother got crapped on, quote-unquote, by some people. You're spoiling them by not, no. She knows how to handle the perspective of a child and to let the child have a child-centric, playful environment versus having them worry about things. And a child isn't going to just worry lightly. It's their entire world. You're their entire world. They're going to be sad. They're going to be worried. When a child is around a grown-up, they are learning to calibrate their nervous system based on the grown-up. We're mammals. So the real deal is a safe person is a person who knows how to emotionally self-calibrate. And there's a lot of grown-ups, they don't know how to do it. That's why they're all superheroes and they will speak words. When they treat their neighbor who has trauma, let's say you got an avoidant who discards you, okay? And here's what I'm going to do because I'm an empowered woman, so I'm trying to share what an empowered woman doesn't sound like, does not. An empowered woman doesn't sound like this. They don't know what they're missing out on. You know what? They can't. Why? They're in another relationship. They can't be in a relationship. They don't even know how to love themselves. So here's where when you're empowered and you do get into a relationship with an emotionally unavailable person, you will talk about that. I did notice 4D mystics all over a lot of bullshit. I'm a lighthouse. I awaken people to themselves. I'm a special key. I'm a special this. I'm a special that. And that's like, that's pretty egoic. You know that, right? Like when you're awakened to your inner child being imperfect and flawed and it's okay, that's why we have compersion. No envy, no jealousy, no spite, no revenge, because also thanks Jesus and God, I got taught that's not really, you know, I remember Cain and Abel. I'm like, that, you know, really, God, you could have chosen both of them. You didn't have to do it that way. You know, like I had so much different type of conversation about it versus, yeah, there are people that are always going to want. No, I got, again, a twin. We're different. I'm unconditionally loved and she's unconditionally loved. And every time we would get into it, having, you know, a fight or whatever, my mom would always treat. So here's where Terry Real, great therapist. You hold yourself the way you were held. So I was held with equanimity and I was held with unflappability. And so my mother regulating herself in her safe nervous system because we're children. So she has had fun as we were children. She still does. So when I see her around kids, she's the best that you could ever see because of the way that she adapts the child perception. She does a great job at it. So some people, they don't. They're adults and they are treating children like adults. And I've shared this story at least once, but I got quote unquote yelled at as a 16 or 18 year old. I forget how old I was, but I was talking to my little sister about something. And my mom's like, she doesn't need to hear that. You don't need to talk to her about that stuff. It's like, why? She's a kid. I trust she can comprehend me. And this is that part of a disconnect, but that's why we're heard. So like Sid, Manny, and Diego compliment each other when they're with the baby, the ice age, the first one, not the other one. So when they're working with the baby, they all have a strength and others have weaknesses. And you know, we're a herd, mammalian heritage. We all will have an attachment system and we will seek alloparenting. At least about five is what Daniel Siegel, some attachment trauma informed, okay? So you'll seek five, at least about five, so to speak, or you will attach. I don't know. For me, my first family is my mom, my twin, and then my younger sister. Obviously the fathers, but they, and their role is quite absent, but there's one parent. As long as you have one consistent contingent communicator, that's why you develop secure attachment capacity and you are a whole self. Then the rest, it depends on your own drivers, you, your temperament, okay? So your embodied brain, you the person, and your thoughts, how you start thinking. But your nervous system is really what's going to take the quote-unquote hit. Now, Stephen Porges, he's still conducting his research to prove the polyvagal theory. So it's not proven. They need the quantitative data people need a specific number of repeat scenarios in order for them to say, okay, now we have enough data to know, okay, this works this way. And so until that moment, it's unproven. In fact, when you go to the Wikipedia, it says unproven. But there's plenty of therapists that are using the data that has been found, the window of tolerance and everything that is concerning our lovely sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems and our ventral vagal toning to support us to achieve our inner and outer well-being, which is flexible, adaptive, coherent, energized, stable brains. It's consciousness. Thank you, Daniel Siegel. It's you with an integrated brain. So that's when you know, hey, I got emotions coming up. Oh, I got thoughts coming up. Oh, look at me. I'm a human. I don't need to do Elsa's journey or Pinocchio's for that matter. Okay, so when I see grown up people being teenagers, I remind myself of nothing. I just remember teenagers because as a teenager, I was clear on what low self-esteem meant. And I'm like, I'm not going to be this and I'm not going to follow people. And I did for a short time because see, as adolescents, we will have a pruning process. And at that point, we will have a social attachment system or something like that. So we move from our family of origin, which is why you play out karma or you do dharma. It depends. So if you go around being envious, jealous, and spiteful versus growing more compersion, I grew more compersion. But that's because, again, I didn't get disrupted in my heart with my inner child. So I'm always my gooey, ooey, ooey 3-year-old with my 1-year-old. And my own safe haven, secure base, because I learned from a mammal, my mother, how to regulate my nervous system into my ventral vagal. It's going to be okay. So I know how to use my prefrontal cortex. I know how to process the emotions that come up from my body because I'm a restorative embodiment of myself, which you can be too. And that's why my heart doesn't harbor resentment of bars. I have a heart. It's a muscle. And I know whenever I've dealt with teenagers that I got to choose how I was going to process it. And I got Jesus and God and I got, again, it's all okay. Did they hurt you physically? No. Did they hurt you emotionally? Well, Am I going to allow somebody to hurt me emotionally? Let me think about that. See, emotions are felt within my body. So technically, they have no physical weapon. Do their words matter? Are they actually? No, you know what? I'm going to be a very rational human being right now and say, words are thin air and they don't mean shit unless I, in my own heart and inside my own brain, I have it mean shit. Am I going to have any of this mean shit when I know they have low self-esteem by being envious and jealous and spiteful, vengeful, and liars, by the way? So the one thing about liars is that it's a broken-hearted three-year-old. I didn't know that yet, but I did know how Jesus spoke to me. Maria, forgive them, for they do not know. Yeah, they definitely don't know how they have an ego self, apparently. Maria, believe. They have a heart in there, right? Blessed are those who believe without seeing. Yeah, actually, no, I do see they have a chest right in front of me, so I know they're using their mouth like I am. Let me think. Hold on a minute. Oh, God, wait. Maria, I made you just the way I want you to be made. Okay, am I afraid of hell? No, I'm not, because I know how I'm leading life. Oh, it's called, let me not treat you the way I don't want to be treated. I will treat you the way I want to be treated. Thank you, God and Jesus, again. So, teenager, adolescent, a lot of unkind, unreliable people. I'd say all unsafe. Yeah, because the minute that they are a 16-year-old is when it's unfair, and that's our last charge state. So, FYI, conscious lovers are not Cuscos. No, they're pachas. And so when I see the women who are like, yeah, you know, they can't love people, and they're crapping on these men that they will have been with, that's not how it works for a empowered woman. My teenage boyfriend, everybody knows this story. When he finally said to me, you know, I don't know if I want to be with you or not. And this is where, had we had polyamory, totally at that point, by the third time he cheated with my BFF, I would have been like, hey, you know what? I think we should do polyamory because I have a feeling that this is going to make us both a lot more happy because I get to go explore the infinite unknown of beautiful love and you get to go and do whatever you've been doing for the past 3 years anyways. The thing is, he would not have accepted that. Because, see, I have compersion. That means I know I'm irreplaceable and I want you to be happy. This is why. So when you have no unhealthy sense of self-worth, okay, it means I'm not superior, inferior. No, I'm flawed. I'm imperfect. Look at me. I got scoliosis. I'm short. I'm small, flat-chested. Do we want to go back to teenager land? And all of these things were like, yeah, you know what? That makes sense. Am I going to be a low self-esteem teenager? Am I going to know that if somebody loves me, what am I going to be treated like? Oh, I'm going to be treated like the most being ever with all my flaws and imperfections. Thanks, Mom. So this is where the Pelotons, they have a saying. Every cockroach is beautiful to their mother. My one secure attachment figure consistently explained to me every time I got quote unquote rejected, it's okay to be different, Maria. Are you going to follow people or are you going to be yourself? I'm going to be myself and I'm not going to follow people. And when I got to be a teenager, those, alloparenting, no. All the teenagers I met, completely unreliable. My teenage boyfriend included, which is where he got to be my boyfriend. I got to be his girlfriend and he got to know I'm not changing. This is who I am. And we're going to have to figure out what we're going to do when I go to college. I don't really want kids, but I know you do. I want to get married in church and I know you don't believe in marriage. So, or the church thing or marriage. In fact, they today are with their partner, but they did not choose marriage. And they're made for each other because they both believe the same stuff. So for me, it's different. I actually knew that if we would have continued, I would have argued with him and said, no, you're going to marry me in church. Otherwise, this is a no-go. This is non-negotiable. And that's how it works when you know what you want. And that's because at the time, I was not yet a mystic. So I was still, you know, aware that I would be completely good with the church. Now that I'm a mystic, I know that some people will not find me okay, which is sad. But I know that the actual faithful people, the ones who are connected to the Holy Spirit and to what love is, will know that I'm not anything evil. Knievel medieval, because again, neuroscientists show that nobody gets possessed by some demon and we have trauma charges in our body until we get healed from them. So dysregulated and modulated embodied self people, they have poor embodied self-awareness. They will be confused. They will not have a gut that is actually clear because they have not reparented themselves first. So they will not have gone to the origin of what happened. And so remember that trauma is not something that just vanishes. It is something that you can become aware of. It will not be deleted. It will be minimized. But only when you begin to become aware of your own maladaptive child behavior and other, and how that's your own trauma. So to believe the sciences people, you know how many people believe the sciences people? I share a lot about attachment trauma. I can tell you a lot of people don't believe the sciences people, and they don't want to call themselves flat earthers. Bessel van der Kolk, when you are traumatized, abused, neglected, you start developing heartache and gut wrench as it gets expressed somewhere in the midline of your body. That is where trauma is experienced. Okay, so with that being said, I already knew about human suffering as a child, as a teenager, and Jesus is the one who I understood, not with how the medieval people do it. No, not with the humans are sinful, crappy pieces of shit. No, that's not the Jesus I heard, and God is not sin in humans are pieces of shit, which is actually, where's my lovely little word? The people who want to think that they're bringing forth some word, no, they're misanthropists. They hate, dislike, or distrust humankind. So when I hear some dude who thinks that they know what they're talking about because they define, demonic spirit, by definition, seeks to hurt, kill, divide, demoralize any people. Yeah, when you're going against a group, an entity, because you don't like what they're doing and you want to use something like this, you're a charming 7 to 14. You're only a charming for the lost boys of Peter Pan's land and a Pinocchio, really, with ears and a tail. Or before he even gets on the island, how many times does he follow that fox and whatever until he figures it out? Those are all people who did not get a good therapist. They think they know shit like teenagers did, and I know more shit because I can tell how many of them are doing trending topics, and they completely think they know shit like the yoga brings demon out of your bodies. Like, I seriously, I know I'm ignorant about a lot of things, but when I hear people talking about people, I'm like, wow, you all are ignorant about people and your people. Like, I'm not even going to bother using my time with you because you didn't bother to do intel. Means you didn't look into your research. Before you go and speak about yoga bringing demons out, don't you think you'd go and figure out what the body is doing? But no, oh, I'm so sorry. Wait, humans, they suck. Humankind sucks. That's why the wrath of this God, when they bring in the wrath, you know, the wrath, they got feared. They didn't have a child-centric environment. And so they're bringing forth a God that has wrath and that is going to punish. You know how sad that is? Humanly speaking, for me to know mathematically from my attachment and trauma information, again, I read to you what Bessel van der Kolk says. He's not the only one that talks about the trauma charges. Janina Fisher, your behavior is not to be pathologized. It's to be understood. But you know who's going to be able to understand it? Only the one who looks in the mirror and says, am I reactive or responding? Do I have yucky feelings inside? Am I going to look at my yucky feelings? Or am I going to go throw this shit out into the world? So it is a choice, but to go around saying, yeah, you know what, the avoidant is going to not have anything and I'm going to have everything. Really? That's how you're going to use information? You not realize what you're doing, little bitchy person out there? This is this. So I don't want to use words like this, but I'm saying, like, this is like the kettle calling the kettle black. So when you're objective, what you realize is I can be a bitch to anyone who tells me that you're being a bitch. So I will hear what you have to say. I will also know when you're being a liar, liar, pants on fire, and you're throwing shit like Cusco does, or a squirrel. The difference is I won't throw shit back at you, because that's the whole point of how you maintain a humble, I'm not superior or inferior to you, but really what it is, I have a heart and an ego like you do. So I know that when you're interacting with me, I have one thing called free will, and it is in the minute that I am interacting with you. Again, I'm lucky, me, your host. I have secure attachment. And I'm also a person who, when my mother introduced to me respect, I immediately applied it. But I'm going to say I can thank her, because she is the one who performed as an equanimous, unflappable adult. So her performance, quote unquote, not a performance, but her behavior, I observed her behavior, how she treated others, how she treated people, when she got treated, how she got treated, did it, and what she would talk about. So I observed the person who stood with equanimity and unflappability, and I had the opportunity, again, to be taught how to be what I consider, simply put, a decent human being. Then when I go out there and have to basically have people with shame cycles all around, it's just they don't know healthy self-worth, and they don't know how to use their objective brain to say, how am I feeling today when I'm dealing with someone, and is this a reflection of how I want to feel? And the motivation is going to be with what you consider of most important. And, you know, for some of us, because relationships are a bonus, and really a relationship is only going to develop if you're loving and having fun with each other. Okay, so not hard to understand. If any of you have hard to understand, I'll repeat. Being able to be compassionate is integration of the brain. It's a physiological way of being. Being able to be kind, the way they explain it, it's physiological. I'm going to bring to you not the word kindness. I'm going to bring to you the word choice. When I got to choose to keep my heart open, it is thanks to me having been determined with a household that was child-centric and still is very beautifully. Now I'm an adult, though, again. So the ability to work with my three-year-old tone is because I always was sharing an environment and I was talked to. This is also why I'm a restorative embodiment and empowerment. So I know how to handle myself because I observed it and then I am processing and not throwing my emotions around. And I don't lie about emotions either. So the part about lying, those who were in their first 3 years of life, remember, it's all implicit memory. And so you're going to lie about something because you're scared to tell the truth. Then from your 3 to 7, if you were made to feel helpless and hopeless, that's going to add to the stuff. And then from your 7 to 16, by the time you're an adolescent, this pruning process, you then will feel not obligated. The way this guy puts it, this is from trauma research, is that you will look to your next alloparenting peer group. And so you will go and play out either your unfinished business, is what I'm going to say, or you're going to say, you know what, I want to conduct myself, and you make choices based on how you feel. But in order for you to feel good about being a human, well, that's the part of why teenagers need actual grown-ups to show them the way. So like I got grown up, you know, and more. And it's not about making it personal. No, it's actually about being able to just be a grown-up that walks the walk, that talks the talk, and that's not in a way of saying, you who are a believer in the demon existing cannot be with me who am not a believer. No, I mean, for me, CM, it's not about belief. It's that I have education. So I know about the plane of the mind's eye, meaning about consciousness, because I'm a mystic. So in that respect, I have experience. I still get downloads all the time. I am perceiving the collective whenever ascension energies are around. So subjectively speaking, I have experience, but I also am rational enough to know this is not provable, which is why I'm good with the woo-woo pseudoscience bit, because the neuroscience, physics, the sciences community look into the quote-unquote hard problem of consciousness. I laugh because they call it a problem, but then again, they also call the human ability to have secondary consciousness a dilemma, and I'm like, why is it a dilemma? It's a condition, not a dilemma, if you know how to use your left and right mode, if you know how to wiggle your toes and wiggle your feet. But really what I should say is, if you know how to shut your mouth, the left mode, for a minute and say, oh, look, I have emotions, they're tainting shit. Yes, they're informing me that bitch looked at me, but wait a minute, she didn't look at me necessarily. I'm the one who just explained to myself with this feeling that came up that she's a bitch and she looked at me weird. I'm making an assumption without being in that human being's brain or body or their eyes. So I really don't know the truth, do I? Okay. Conscious lover. Let me bring my lovely teenage boyfriend back. When he and I had this huge, it wasn't even a debate. It was a non-debate where he made a statement. His statement was, and it ended with his statement for him being a fact, okay? This is the moment of when you understand how it is when somebody's saying, this to me is a fact. No matter what you speak from your mouth, I will not budge from this fact. And his fact was, you only have faith because of the fear of when you will physically die. And the fact of the matter is that is a falsity. But like I said, you cannot prove your heart or your thoughts. So when you have in front of you a human being who is saying with all of their heart and all of their might, their subjective experience, it's a fact, they're tainting it. Why? My lovely teenage boyfriend, he had a friend who killed himself. It was prior to us becoming in a relationship. And he had been ranting and whining and God doesn't exist, only the devil exists, as any other teenager that I ever met and grown-ups who still to this day do the same bullshit story. And I've had to hear this whole thing, I still do. So he's telling me evil is the only thing, you know, and I'm knowing where all of this hurt is coming from. But my point of using this example is I knew inside of me this person's stating this like it's a fact, it's a bullshit statement, because I know the truth for me, and I know also that behind their statement there's a past. They have been determined based on, one, they have a household member that speaks the same way they are speaking, so they got their parent, one of their parents who's leading with example, who went through the same shit, similar shit. Okay, so they have hardship happening and they're just saying God doesn't exist because evil happens, like any other random person, which you still hear it again. So to me, it was known also because of my catechism. They talk to us a lot about what people do when they don't get something they want and how that's not how it works, you know, it's not belief. So go figure, right? And then you grow up and you see people, I'm anointed. I know that out of my couple, I'm the one who's expanding, Maria. I'm getting so much more amazingly light. Look at them. Look at them. You even got songs of people saying, oh, look, you're becoming a not bright star. And that is another example of envy, jealousy, revenge, spite, vindictive little teenagers who don't ever get over somebody who broke up with you. Wow. Now, I do know that a breakup involves, thank you to this study, this lady, she says, rejection. When you get dumped, there are two areas of the brain that light up. One of them is actually the same area of the brain that lights up when you fall in love. Let me go find my data points to share it. I know we already talked about it, but I would like to let you in on, well, maybe I won't. VTA. So VTA, here it is. Here we go. I found it. Yay. So the ventral tegmental area, that's when you have romantic love and it's a part of the brain. But when you're getting dumped, so the VTA, that same area, is lit up, which is why you don't just stop loving someone. And I can tell you, actually, for those of us who are conscious lovers, we never stop loving. That's why the polyamory community, we're not overestimating humans' capacity to use the brain. I know that you can, because you want to use the word smart. And I know how to explain to you the attachment and trauma information and the brain information like a five-year-old, if I want to. And I do all the time. The ones who want to believe it, obviously, some people, they don't want to believe in researchers because, you know, woo-woo pseudoscience lady here. Okay, so the other part, though, when you get rejected and dumped, that activates, and this is for people who don't own their brain. Okay, so that means they're not like, oh, look, I do have emotions. I'm going to process shit. No, they do the, I'm going to be a light and I'm going to look to the past and I'm going to laugh at you because you didn't know what you got. And you know what? Now that I'm flying like a superhero and I'm watching you, this is the most Mean Girls movie attitude ever. Go online and you'll see it anywhere and everywhere. I mean, it's ridiculous. When I see this, I'm like, women, you think that's empowered? Really? You're a squirrel from Cusco land and I don't even know what the fuck you're doing with yourself. I mean, you're using your breath like 16-year-old on go forever and you don't even have to be there. So they don't even, you know, this is where Tara Brach, once you don't let go of resentment and you just keep on doing that, that becomes a wheel. So your neuroplasticity, the agent is imagination. You can use the bright sides of it or the dark sides. Find people ruminating and doing shit like this because they get hooked on their own unfortunate mouth. It's not even a potty mouth. They said the story is true, and then they don't look at themselves and say, wow, I'm harboring like a lot of resentment right now. This is really not something I want to experience. I wasn't even able to move on from this person, realistically speaking, because I'm still thinking about how they're doing and I'm wanting them to do shitty. And then I want to say that I'm a loving person. Let me think about that. Loving means that I can love in my body, not And FYI, we all have feelings. This is not about you canceling out feelings. It's about learning how to use your body. So When people are dysregulated or modulated in embodied selves, they have the inner critic and outer critic. This is a shame cycle. Then they will suppress those emotions through whatever self-soothing mechanism, drugs, alcohol, food, fucking each other, and actually getting out of those beds and feeling more lonely than before, and then going to drink and do drugs some more, gambling, or thinking of their nightmare rumination and just sitting there with these ruminating thoughts over and over and over again. It's horrible. It's horrible. So they get addicted to this, but their stories are what they experience, which is why then you find them online 20 years later talking to some tarot reader who's just doing a random tarot reading. And you're like, whoa, okay then. Or on the avoidant coaches, yeah, my avoidant 10 years ago, I'm still looking and they're not healed. And it's like, wow, you're still looking? Didn't you move on? Okay, so here, when you get dumped, the part about loving, VTA, and then the part of the brain that turns on nucleus accumbens. This is the addiction brain area. So you get addicted to cocaine, heroin, alcohol, cigarettes, gambling. This basic brain area activates. Some of us, we don't have addictions. I smoked for I don't even know how many years when I quit. It's like I never smoked before. So the ones of us who own our brain, thanks, Mom, it's because we have a restorative embodiment. And that's because I did not lose my inner child. So when you have compersion, here's how it works. Let's go back to my teenage boyfriend because I'm a conscious lover. So when he was cheating, I didn't find it disrespectful. I, to this day, don't find, well, polyamory. So there's no cheating. It's more of we consensually agree to be non-monogamous. It's cool when you have healthy self-worth partners. It means they know they're irreplaceable. When you delight in yourself as you are with your flaws, again, we all have them. That's the day your inner child's like, I'm just having fun with people. And that's why love doesn't get any less. No, I love you the same as I did yesterday. What will change will be, do we delight in our intellectual? Because emotional for emotionally mastered people, I mean, really. But here's where for long-term relationships, you're going to have three brain systems. This lovely anthropologist lady, I've told you about him, the sex drive. So obviously that's where once you have, interestingly, maybe or not, this is where it doesn't have to happen first. No, actually what will take place first of all is a lot of different things. Depends. If you're a person who cares, you will want a person who cares with you. So you will notice, is this person focused? And that's where the intense, it doesn't have to be romantic. So attachment, intense romantic love, sex drive. The lady, the anthropologist, she gives us these three. But what I'm trying to say is if you develop a secure attachment relationship with a person, and then you're also focusing on getting to know each other from who you are, you don't need the sex. The sex can come way after, and romance can build only if people begin to say, you know what, maybe this person could be my partner. I'm going to start scratching my, you know, my little, what is it called, my chin. I'm going to think about this one. So the part of how people can end up in a long-lasting romantic relationship for any person who's emotionally available will be way different than those who are not. The not emotionally available people, they're not actually building a conscious, loving relationship. So they're not accepting that we have flaws and imperfections. So that's why they have this addiction thing, okay, with rejection. So I'm going to use my teenage boyfriend. When he broke up with me, I was not addicted to him. I did not ruminate. I knew instinctively, this is where, again, as a restorative embodiment person, I can put the mysticism thing in there, but I don't have to. I know where I come from. I know my mother and how she raised me. I know my body, and I know enough of attachment trauma information to say to you all, there's no special gift here. There's a 0-1-year-old, a 3-7-year-old who knew by the time I'm a teenager, you're all assholes, and I'm not going to be an asshole with you because I'm still going to be considered an asshole because I cannot prove intent or any of that shit, but I know I won't choose to be an asshole. And when you throw shit in my face, I'm not going to throw it back because I know how to say I'm smart and I don't have low self-esteem. And then to be objective inside of me and know, is it true, Maria, or are you going to be an asshole. And the thing is, though, I do have Jesus. And so I learned all about not casting stones. My one moment of shame was where I found out I was casting stones. That was it. And then the next step was, hey, God, I don't know about the people over there, but I know evil doesn't exist. Human suffering, though, exists. I'm out of whatever they're doing. And the teenage boyfriend, just so we can conclude with a tangible example. So he's breaking up with me, basically, or he's saying, I don't know if I want to be with you. I know he's cheating on me again. I have a hunch. And that's with the person who became his life partner. And I don't say anything because, you know, at this point, it's more of, okay, you have a month. You've been with me for basically almost 4 years now. You don't need that much time to figure this shit out in my head. And I didn't curse at the time. By the month's end, he comes and tells me that he doesn't think of me when he wakes up, which tells me that I am not the one for him. Because if you're waking up in the morning and you're not thinking of me, that's to me a sign for sure. Because I am no longer who you delight. And we had had many multiple conversations about this. And if you're a conscious lover, the part about it not being personal, it's because you have healthy self-worth, which is why that's not rejection protection for a human being. And a woman right here who's empowered, I was 18, I did not feel rejected. No, the minute he broke up with me, I'm pretty sure I said, I know you're cheating on me with her. And he said, no. I said, yeah, okay, whatever. And then I told her, I said, I know you're cheating on me. And she denied it too. No, I said, fine. And not even a month later, I'm seeing them, or maybe it was maximum 2 or 3 months. They're walking hand in hand. And I'm going to eat food. I'm with some friends and I just smirk at myself basically because I'm like, I knew it. And they both didn't have the balls to tell me the truth, but there's nothing new there because all these people don't always fear, fear, fear. Oh, you're badass. I'm a 4'9" person. I can't actually physically be anything. But what I do know is I'm not a liar, liar pants on fire. So I smirked, if you will, and I just ran off obviously to just for a minute, take a minute. And he follows me in the bathroom. And I look at him, I said, I told you. No, no, it just happened. You know what's even more sad is that later on, after I forget however many years, I'm at the home because the family is my family. And the father turns to me and he says, you know, I remember when I told my wife, what is our son doing? Because it was New Year's Eve and I was waiting for him with all of our friends and he's walking up from the beach, which is the very place that the teenagers, the young adults who didn't have anywhere to go, right? They went to fuck. And he's walking up these stairs hand in hand and this father's telling me this and he's telling it to me because, you know, years have passed and he's just saying, I was like, what is our son doing? And I was like, wow. Even more confirmation for me, you know, not that I needed any of it, but the part that this man consistently lied to me, why did he run after me in the bathroom to then lie to me again in my face? So my point is, I didn't want anything except for him to be happy, and I was happy. In fact, I didn't think we would not be on talking basis for like 10, however many years. They turned their face as I was getting ready to say hello. And the minute I shared that with a human being, they're like, what? You want to stay friends with her? Don't you want to drag her across the street? Excuse me, I said, what are you talking about? That's fucked up. No, but no, she's awesome. I love that woman. I love that woman. I was like, she has balls. He doesn't. You know what? She got what she wanted. She could have avoided becoming friends with me. That's the only thing she could have really avoided it. But I got a friend. So, you know, no, I don't want to not be friends. And I didn't get any support from people because of their old whatever mentality it is. It's this bullshit mentality. Because to me, I didn't stop loving them. And today we're friends again, thank goodness, because I didn't have any holding back when, for example, the dreams. This is why the mystic part, I started having dreams about both of them. Nobody helped me to see what was going on to help them. It always told me to back off. And I didn't have support from my society, so I couldn't be the oddball. But really, it's because she didn't want me. I was a threat to her. So eventually, for her, I was no longer a threat. And I was happy. That was one of my biggest gifts. When on one of these days where, you know, the universe works always in its very beautiful ways, she gave me a gift. by sharing with me how she recognized our spiritual connection, and that made my heart happy. So this is what a conscious lover is. We want people to be happy. It's not a special gift. It's being a decent human. I know what it means to be a decent human because I'd never had low self-esteem. I was low emotionally like any other teenager, but I knew how, yeah, I'm not going to be this. I don't have shit to say about myself. I'm a person. Why would I want? I got taught, don't be anything different than what you are. So when you know how to be humble, it's because you're not superior in fear. The feeling is of an innocent child, but you're not a child as you're growing up. You don't use a story, which is what instead all these other people use. And so any person who is not capable of having compassion for somebody that, quote unquote, does you dirty, is not yet their restorative embodiment. This is how I'm going to conclude our space today because we're running out of time. It's not a special gift. It's a conscious choice that you make. Anytime somebody treats you, it's how are you going to treat them and how are you going to feel about it? And when you do know how to process with your prefrontal cortex, it's not about favoritisms. You don't say, I like it. I don't have to like it. I can process what's coming up, which is why personal development, I don't want to do it. Yeah, okay, whatever. Those are all the Elsas and Pinocchios out there doing shame over and over and over again. They can think they're doing something different. They're not. And you're not doing anything different because you haven't grown your humanity yet. Overflowing with humanity and having divinity descend, thank you Sadhguru, this is your integration of the brain capacity, which you will only have if you have bilateral integration, which means self-awareness of you, your thoughts, and your emotions. You pick it up and you don't project it. Oh, she looked at me weird. She's a bitch. Okay, now we all will have moments of that because we all grew. I grew up. And every time I grew up, I grew more and more equanimous and less of the teenager attitude, which wasn't even equal to any of those teenagers because I didn't lose my inner child. So again, I have a whole three-year-old heart and I don't have envy, jealousy, or spite because I have everything I would have ever wanted in my life. I have people who love me. I have health. I have food. I have education. Okay. So how you treat your neighbor, for me, when I look outside, I don't care what words you speak to me. I'm going to notice how you're going to behave with people. And I'm going to notice how you're going to treat them. And that's with your tone and your mannerisms. And the minute I start seeing you act like a teenager with old eyes go. So your mannerisms are going to tell me that I have a maladaptive child, which means you're unsafe. I'm going to observe you. I'm going to be friends with you. I'm going to be a potsha. I'll be the right silence. And I'll figure out where you're safe to be and where you're unsafe. And in fact, you won't be safe for me because you can't handle when you don't like something, which means you're going to project that shit. And you do learn as a teenager what that means. It's not personal, Maria. It's just life. Really? Huh? Okay. Silent treatment. Really? You're going to do this? Okay. I got to learn all about the little spiteful attitudes. I was like, well, nobody's going to have power over my heart because it's a loving heart. And there you go. It's very easy to choose love. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, because I didn't want to be a hypocrite. It's self-serving, as you can tell. I'm okay with being an egoic human being, but I'm going to say the self-serving was, I don't want to be a hypocrite. If I'm going to keep my heart open and say I love, then I'm going to learn how to do it through and through. And it's not hard because guess what love is? It's my securely attached body. Oh, lo and behold, it's not even anything that involves me needing to fuck someone. No, it's just in my brain. It's called integration of the brain and me using left and right mode. And then me processing when emotions come up, and I'm not laughing because it's funny, it's because of all the people who make it seem like they feel more than any other person, and I learned about that too as a kid growing up. It's like, we all feel deeply. The fact that you think you could know what another person feels or doesn't, and the fact that you're complaining again about somebody not giving you whatever it is you want, okay. Did nobody learn how to be a... not whining three-year-old. So we all are the same inner child. The difference is some of us, we are not going to bring to you our hearts if you allow your nastiness, your unresolved stuff, your left mode to chit-chatter away, and you don't care to see my heart. I will know and like Pacha, but differently than Pacha, I'm a human and I will know that you don't have space for me. So, your lying is not personal. Your projection, honey, it's not personal. It's an indication of you have yet to meet good therapy, EMDR, child parts work. and somatics. And anybody who's pretending that they are emotionally empowered, I will notice it the minute they talk to me about all 8 billion people. And that's men and women and they. So if they don't have faith for human beings' capacity to use their brain, like the one guy who's a Zen master, he's like, you can't be an in-person because you got laundry. Okay, so as long as I hear some person not knowing how to handle emotions with gooey, ooey, ooey, they're not yet their whole child. Oh, it's not a race, by the way. It's your choice to be here. And it's not a belief system, actually. It's explainable. And, oh, you don't have to take my word for it because, you know, woo-woo lady right here. This is the beauty of I'm not trying to prove shit. I know how it is to be human. And I know what empowerment looks like. And when it's healthy self-worth men, it's just as amazing as what you heard from a healthy self-worth woman. It's I know when I'm going to be upset. I know that for me, I want to share that with somebody. I know that sharing that means I'm not going to tell you what words to use or how you're feeling. It means that my amygdala is alerted to my herd member is here with me. And they feel life differently than I do. And they explain it differently than I do. And they have belief systems, politics, religion. It doesn't matter. If you're a functional adult, you're going to be curious, open, accepting, and loving. That's what a flexible, adaptive, coherent, energized, stable brain. Thank you, Daniel Siegel. So when you're a grown-up officially, you're always going to be interested, which is why when you got teenagers' attitude, well, I got used to them as a teenager. I had all that I needed. So when I got reminded of it again, I was like, okay, I just got reminded of stuff, and then I got educated. And so conscious lovers, we don't have any of the shit show of the emotional available. We still any of the just let alone, but people who are conscious lovers, please join us, IHP community. We like to have fun, so we talk about all the same things, but unlike those who are on Elsa's journey and think they feel life deeper or some shit like that, yeah, no, we all feel life deeply. Some people learn how to use their brain. Some people think they're using it, but then they don't look at how they're treating their neighbor. So they don't actually say, you know what, I want to become more compassionate. I want to become compersionate. So for polyamory, FYI, like I said, when you have a healthy self-worth man, they know they're irreplaceable, which is why they're not going to be competing with anybody. Actually, if anything, you know what, I'm going to say here's what a healthy self-worth person can probably do with their own self if they wanted to. This is all depends on what they're curious about in life, right? But I'm going to read this. New challenging situations are possibilities, not problems. So let's say I spy with my lovely eye a piece of human that I want. Okay, why do I consider that woman that took? She didn't take him. She deserves him. But what my point is, when you spy with your lovely eye, the person that you know you're intrigued by intellectually, emotionally, and physically, you ain't going to leave that shit. You're going to be like, okay, how do I ensure that that shit stays with my shit? You know what I mean? But not by, let me twist something. No, there's a straightforward conversation. Obviously, that has to happen. Otherwise, there's no romance. You can't do romance by not telling somebody how you feel. Then there's, are you going to walk the walk and talk the talk? Okay, so what is beautiful, FYI, my lovely ladies, is when you're an empowered woman, like I said, anytime that any relationship has ended, I've always seen my love is constant, my relationships with them change, my polyamory status is thanks to my lovely twin flames, because they're always going to be my twin flames, and I have no plan of closing out my mysticism hub, no, and so I know my soulmates, it's beautiful, they're amazing, and I'm actually quite excited to see as we move forward in life what happens, because they're still on, well, some of them are still on their expansion journey. And when I say I can't wait to see is because I know that they're doing good stuff. I want that they're doing good stuff for themselves. So at the end of the day, everybody chooses how far they will take the capacity for them to be a real boy like Pinocchio. If we can share what actual love is with each other, which is a secure attachment relationship. Okay, so it's when you love, respect, and accept people for who they are. So an empowered woman doesn't go telling a man what to do with his attachment wounds or trust breaks. An empowered woman and or person doesn't go around saying, I know how to live life better. Okay, no. An empowered anyone is a person who knows, I don't know a bazillion of pieces of shit of information, which isn't shit. I just know that some things I can do good at. And then there's other people that can help me to do better. like Ice Age. They handle the baby together. Diego, Manny, Sid, they have different strengths and different weaknesses. And they each raise together, though, the baby in an environment. So that trauma stuff is serious business. And anybody who is hating on humanity, men, women, and using their sympathetic nervous system is not yet a restorative embodiment. They are not yet empowered with their emotional plane. And they don't hear their tone, and they don't see. I'm leading with being a bad example. No, they think, I need to be my sympathetic because I'm going to fight. So they are on Elsa's journey. That is not restorative embodiment. That's called modulated. Okay, so the difference is those of us who are restorative, we have unconditional love because we understand I'm not in your body and I know what trauma is and I will behave in the best way possible to walk safely with you. If you are a teenager, I know how to walk with you. And if you're Pacha, then great. We're collaborating like Ice Age. Okay, so Pachas, tune on in again. More conscious lover, 5D relationships, functional adult behavior and healing. You know, that lovely humanity. It's all over when it's all over the place when we all get our inner child back. We'll be back with more. Have a great day.